mean, those guys, you know, put their life on the line, and eventually Martin Luther King did too. Okay, I thought there was one play that may have had a little something to do with a short period of the game, is when the guy from New England got hit by the safety from Ohio State. I forget his name. He's the team captain.
Jenkins?
Yeah, Jenkins. I mean, they've got jumbotrons probably everywhere you look. They probably have them in the bathrooms, okay? But what the point I'm trying to make is that the players saw that hit, especially in New England. And I think that pass to Brady, it wasn't as good as the one that the Eagles threw. Like Mark Duke said, it landed right in his hands. He could have never dropped it. It looked like to me that he was looking just a little bit out of the side of his left eye to see where the safety was.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe I'm making too big of a deal out of it, but Brady would have never sustained a hit like that. He didn't.
You're talking about the hit on Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, right.
That put him out of the game.
I think it was a clean hit. I mean,
oh yeah,
he didn't lower his head down to where he was acting like he was a missile and he was going to try to, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's a big part of it, because that lost, New England lost their downfield guy, certainly, and he couldn't come back for the game, but they went to Gronk then, and Gronk did a really good job and set some eye-popping numbers as far as tight ends are concerned. Hey, appreciate it, Wally. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
3:18 here in the program on a Monday here on KGYM. Listen, they swallowed their whistles yesterday. They did it for both teams, and that's fine. That's the way it should be. You'd rather have that than a bunch of penalties being called. And I think as far as the catches are concerned, the Clement catch and the Ertz catch, I think that's the way you're going to see the new rules being put forth as far as the catch. There's not going to be any process of making the catch anymore starting next year in the world of football. I think you can have a little bobble like
that. It's
going
to be tweaked, I'm quite sure.
It's going to be tweaked. Yeah, as soon as Roger Goodell said it's going to be tweaked, it's going to be a lot easier.
What would you do with Nick Foles? Would you try to get top trade value out of him right now?
Absolutely.
Or would you keep him not knowing if Carson Wentz is going to come back 100%?
No, you got to trade him right now. I would. You're never going to get more value for Nick Foles.
One thing is, I'm not sure Foles wants to go anywhere else.
Might not. Maybe he's content to be. You know, he's almost 30 years old. He's 29, and you know, you're not guaranteed if Nick Foles goes to the Cleveland Browns or whatever the case may be that he's going to pick up where he left off. I mean, he looked like a top echelon quarterback yesterday.
Remember, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? He had one of the best seasons a quarterback has ever had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And he's proven, or does he just want to stay, like you said, in Philadelphia and just, you know, be there and be ready to go if they need him, as far as Carson Wentz is concerned. 3:21 here on the program. Let's go back to the phones, and we bring in Eugene from Cedar Rapids on this Monday. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, Eugene.
Hey, I want to just throw this out there, and you guys can bounce it around, but if I remember correctly, isn't the offensive coordinator for the Patriots somewhere, too?
Yes. Rumored.
Okay, so he's losing both of his coordinators. You think it might be time that old Bill decides that it's time to head for the hills?
I wonder about that.
And one more thing on the catch by Ertz. After he catches a ball and he takes a few steps, isn't he considered a ball carrier at that point?
Yes.
And that was what Gene Steratore said. He became a ball carrier after the catch. Therefore, the rules for the ball carrier take precedent, and he crossed the plane.
Yeah, he ran 6 or 8 yards.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were commenting about. He'd gone 6 yards, crossed the line. As soon as the ball breaks the plane, it's a touchdown.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right about that. I don't think Bill Belichick's going anywhere. Bill Belichick is not going to go out on a game like that. He's going to go out on top. Now, I agree with with Eugene here. You know, lose both coordinators, but he's done it before. I mean, they thought the Patriots are going to go downhill when Romeo Crennel and Charlie Weiss left. And now McDaniel and Patricia are both going to be leaving.
It's pretty significant, though.
It is significant, but Patriots can be okay. As long as they have 12 back there, I think they're going to be all right.
Thanks, Eugene.
Thanks, guys.
319-366-1600. They still have a pretty good running game. They've got Gronkowski. Amendola's there.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. But do you foresee Gronk going anywhere else?
He's been banged up. Wow.
Yeah, he has.
He could walk away and, you know, have a nice career in the WWE. I don't know.
They got to get better on the defensive side of the ball. Their defense got taken to the woodshed a few times this year.
To Eugene's point, I just wonder how this whole thing is going to end. Whether Belichick will be the first to leave or Brady will be the first. They go out together, arm in arm. Very curious about how that's all going to end.
Yeah. 319-366-1600, 23 past the hour of 3. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit on the program here today. And also, we got a Hurtinus Doctor Valentine's giveaway. Of course, thanks to our great sponsor of the text line, Hurtinus Doctor Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. Tune into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock all this week to get your shot at a $50 gift card. Find diamonds, bracelets, watches, sterling silver jewelry, and even Hawkeye treasures at Hurtinus Doctor Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City for over 70 years. So,
couple texts here. 4398 throwing up a softball for you, Scott.
Okay.
Did anyone else think Chris Collinsworth seemed very biased towards New England?
Yes.
He made it hard for me to listen.
He's terrible. Terrible. Only thing missing were the Cowboys yesterday that he could comment on Dez.
Ed on the text line, I think Belichick has some explaining to do with the benching of Malcolm Butler. How was picked on right from the beginning.
Yes, he was. And I'm not sure we're going to get an explanation on exactly what happened as far as Malcolm Butler is concerned.
5232, I fell asleep listening to the Philadelphia police scanner last night. Good stuff. Dilly dilly. Or is that Philly Philly?
Or Philly Philly.
Yeah.
Either one. Yeah, Philadelphia burned last night a little.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
You win a championship and you tear your city apart. You loot grocery stores, convenience stores.
Anything that stood, moved, or saluted last night, the city of Philadelphia went after. Yeah, you knew it was going to happen, though. It happens to a certain extent at most every locale, but especially with Philadelphia. They had won a world championship in football since 1960, before there was even a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say you can't blame them or anything like that. I think you got to use some sort of control, but it is Philadelphia. And they've had a track record over previous years. But, yeah, they were celebrating into the night. Some of the better ones were, you know, police horses being hijacked and taken for joyrides. Explain that one to your sergeant.
Yeah.
If you're on the Philadelphia Police Force. Did you think the Philadelphia Police Force was rooting for the Eagles, or were they rooting for the Patriots last night? If you are a Philadelphia policeman, Mark, would you want to deal with that last night?
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
But that's why they do what they do.
And by the way, the overnight numbers coming in for the Super Bowl, ratings slightly down again, but, you know, 47.4. Now think about it. It's down from 48.8. But still bigger than some from the late 2000s. And still, that's an amazing number, 47.4, as far as overnight ratings are concerned. Almost half. So that's still doing pretty well.
It means
well.
Half the country is tuned into the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know what the other half is tuned into at this time. We're going to talk to Michael Oss coming up here in just a little bit. There were other sports activities that took place over the weekend.
The Puppy Bowl?
I did not see the Puppy Bowl.
I tuned into that damn thing for the first time. It's on Animal Planet, okay?
Right.
And it's a wonderful thing. It's rescue dogs, yep. and they're cute and this and that, but I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, it's just for fun.
Yeah.
It's just for fun.
I'm not going to beat up the Puppy Bowl.
Don't beat up the Puppy Bowl, Mark. But, yeah, you had over the weekend. Now, and you were talking about this in the sports office. And, yeah, we're golf junkies. We're golf guys. But the Waste Management Phoenix Open getting over, what, 215,000 on Saturday? And you were saying you were trying to put that into comparison with some of the other great populated sporting events, one-day sporting events. Now, this is a four-day tournament, obviously, but they peak on Saturday. And like I said, 215,000 was the last estimate that the PGA Tour gave out. The only thing I can think of that compares with it is the Indianapolis 500.
Me too.
And Indy draws a little bit more than that. The 100th, they had over, you know, they were thinking of 350,000 people there for that one. But 215,000, of which probably half were, were probably not fit to be on the golf course. But at any rate, it was very good theater as well yesterday. And like Rick and I and you were talking about, our Caddy Smack crew, what would it be like to tee a ball up at 16 in the midst of the Coliseum and all that noise and just all that racket and to try to concentrate for just about 45 seconds and to hit one shot with a wedge more than likely?
I'd likely shank it like Ian Poulter did.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
No, it's just phenomenal when you think of the numbers. You don't have to be a golf fan to appreciate, you know, the over 700,000 people. Granted, there were multiples. You might intend it all 4 days, but grand total attendance for the week, over 700,000 people. Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Iowa and Iowa State both fell in men's college basketball. Iowa was never in the game with a sick Jordan Bohannon, and give Jordan credit, he tried to go for as long as he could before Fran McCaffrey finally pulled the plug and said enough is enough. Iowa was just never in that game against Penn State, who is fighting to get into postseason action right now. Big Ten, you got to think of Michigan State, Purdue, of course, Ohio State, probably Michigan, and maybe one more. Try to sneak in.
Could be Penn State.
And it could be Penn State. It could be Penn State, as far as that is concerned. Iowa State dropped a game to Baylor. I thought that they really needed on Saturday night. And that was a bad second half by the Iowa State Cyclones.
And the officials had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, Iowa State didn't play good enough to win. Was it a bogus technical? Probably. But it is what it is. And I think Steve Prohm said a magic word while he was outside the box on the three-point play. And
just another lousy weekend for Iowa, Iowa State, and you and I. It's becoming a tired yarn, and I don't know how you take the story any further than where it is right now. We'll probably ask Colas about it, but he'll say the same thing.
Iowa women got a nice win yesterday at home as they defeated Minnesota. Maybe the most overlooked event of the entire weekend was Ohio State-Penn State wrestling Saturday.
I watched.
That was amazing. Just amazing. And if you missed it, Penn State beats Ohio State coming from behind. They took down one of the big three at the end of the lineup for Ohio State. One of the number ones
went down. And Kyle Snyder had his hands full, the best wrestler in the world.
Kyle Snyder got taken down once. Now, he got taken down twice, technically, but the second one, he was trying for the throw of all throws and just got caught underneath the guy, and he fell on him. But Kyle Snyder got taken down. Think about that for a while. This guy is as close to perfect as there is.
Snyder needed what, a major or tech fall?
Needed a major. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because the number one wrestler.
That was the tie. No, or maybe to win.
To win.
Okay.
Yeah, to win. And, yeah, the number one guy ahead of him, in the weight class ahead of him, got beat by an unrated wrestler that's trying to win his spot in the room for Penn State. Mm. And that was just, that was good theater, too, on Saturday night. Lots of things to talk about with Mike Halas. So we're going to bring him on coming up next here. Sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Stay tuned. More to come. Monday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Please slow down out there. Take it easy. We do have the snow flying around. 3, 2, 3, 4 inches going right now. And if you don't need to go anywhere, just hunker down. Keep your radio tuned here to KGYM. Back with more after this.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Whether it's a new garage or a kitchen remodel, you'll get 11% off on all of it. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save with 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through February 10th. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm Junior Bacon Cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hawkeye, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
More texts rolling in about Ohio State, Penn State wrestling. We'll talk about that with Ironside coming up on Wednesday. Iowa got 2 wins over the weekend as well, as far as wrestling is concerned, including the early morning match. Not early. Tennant's not early. 10 o'clock's not early, right?
Early enough for me.
Maybe today, 10 o'clock is early.
I don't play golf before 10, usually.
No, you've got a certain set of criteria that we have to deal with during the spring and summer, and that is one of them. That is one of them out there. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here at KGYM, and we've got Cyclone Call-In Show coming your way tonight. As that will be on 1600 AM beginning at 7:05 this evening. You can read his terrific stuff at thegazette.com. You can give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Halas. And we encourage you to read his blog as well, Mark.
First place, best blog by the Iowa Newspaper Association. Halas started in this business long before blogs even were a thing. Now he's first place.
I was just going to say, did you ever think back in, 1993 that you would get an award for something called a blog?
You know, it takes me back to my days as a young man.
No, I. You know what? The funniest thing about that was I saw that in the paper Saturday, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, by the way, and it was news to me. I didn't enter it. You know? It wouldn't even occur to me that there was such a category, but somebody there entered it, and I guess it's better to be first than anything else. But I mean, I don't know what the criteria was for best. Maybe there were only, you know, two or three candidates. I have no idea. But I do try to put a variety of stuff up there that some of it makes the paper and quite a bit of it is just strictly for the internet. So if people read it and don't detest it, then that's all I really care about.
Is there cash involved? I don't think so.
I heard something about getting a Buick Skylark.
Better than an El Camino. I loved El Caminos, so that's not a put down, by the way.
Oh, do they still make them?
No. The El Camino has gone the way of the dodo.
You know, right now I'd take anything that had good snow tires.
Yeah, you're right.
I live on a hill, and I'm kind of captive.
Yeah. If you don't, like we said earlier, in all seriousness, if you don't have to go anywhere today, please don't go anywhere.
I know where Los lives, and that is more than a hill. That is more.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where I think you should look for houses in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Everything looks great, you know, in the summer, but in the winter is when you get an idea of what you're really going to be facing.
True.
Did the Super Bowl look great to you, Mike?
It was fun, but it wasn't one of my favorites because I like a balance of offense and defense. And while it was a defensive play that pretty much set up victory for Philadelphia late in the game, that was about it. You know, I mean, did New England punt?
No. Nope.
I don't think it did.
They had one punt in that game, and it was by Philadelphia.
That's nuts. You know, so it was too much. It's the same criticism that people give Big 12 football. They have wonderful talent, and underrated talent, I think. You know, but you know, Texas Tech was like the Patriots. They get 600 yards a game, and they get beat. And people criticize it.
Yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, I don't like Big 10 West football all that much either, so give me something between the two.
Well, it was more like Big 12 than Big 10 West football yesterday. And,
yeah.
You know, Tom Brady was terrific. Nick Foles was terrific. That is a very good story in and of itself. He had controversy a little bit because there was no such thing as a penalty yesterday. And then you had maybe the inclination of what we're going to see next year with the new catch rule as far as the NFL is concerned. So, you know, there's something.
Yeah, I don't even bother to learn the rules in the NFL because they're just going to change them during the game anyway, you know. But I'm watching it at home yesterday with my wife, and those two touchdowns that were reviewed, you know, my wife said those are touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't believe Chris Collinsworth was getting so flustered about it. I think Chris Collinsworth kind of screwed that game up for a lot of people. If it was like, okay, of course they're going to review them, but those are touchdowns.
Absolutely.
Everybody would have been fine, but Chris Collinsworth was taking the points off the board.
Well, maybe he's not even a defensive guy. He was a wide receiver, so I cannot figure out his rationale.
You can overthink this stuff sometimes. You know, catch the ball and fumble it after you cross the goal line. It's a touchdown and, you know, do a little dance.
Real quick interruption here, 2266 on the text line notifying us there's a three-car pileup right at the 380-80 interchange southbound. Thank you for that.
All right.
Best tweet of the day from Michael Loss was that Nick Foles' baby needs an agent pronto.
Oh.
What a cute baby, huh?
Oh, that's the baby of the year. No, I mean that's no. There's no snark in that. That, I mean, I hope that the mother held that baby tight because a lot of people would have liked to, you know, kiss and hug that baby.
The other guy that needs an agent is that kid that was Timberlake decided to dance next to at halftime.
Yeah, to me, that kid was sort of spoke to me. I know you guys gave the halftime good marks, and you know, it's all a matter of taste and to each their own. It left me cold. And I don't think I'm really stuck in the mud about these things. I really enjoyed Lady Gaga last year, and I enjoyed Beyonce a few years ago. And, you know, I like energy and talent, and it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, prehistoric. But I just didn't, I don't know. The songs didn't do anything for me, and bringing Prince into it, that didn't really... I didn't like that either. It's like we've seen Prince at the Super Bowl. He was alive. That was good. I don't need to see him on a sheet, you know? That to me, you know, I don't know. Do your own material.
I saw a highlight reel, or not a highlight reel, but a reel on Facebook today chronicling the halftime shows through the Super Bowl history. The first one, Scott... The Grambling State Marching Band played at halftime.
Let's bring Grambling
and now
back.
We've got this.
Yeah.
Now we've got this.
Scott Schulte showed me today the last time the Super Bowl was in Minnesota. They had the Winter Spirit.
Oh, God. I was there.
Which,
I was there, and the headliner was Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
I think Gloria Estefan's very talented, but you were in Minnesota. You know, this isn't, you know, Key West.
It's not the Miami Sound Machine.
No, when you're in Miami with the Super Bowl and they've had them there, have some Miami flavor, you know. But where was Prince in I think that was 1993. He was nowhere to be found that day, and it kind of ticked me off.
Well, it was kind of like an Up for People concert broke out at halftime, and that's what eventually... got all these halftime shows started. So,
well, here's what got it started, and this is the truth, is counter-programming.
Yes, in living color.
Right. Fox put on a half-hour show, and people flocked to it because it was so much better than those crummy halftime shows they were running with Up With People. So here comes the NFL, and it got a sponsor, and it said, here's an idea. Let's have Michael Jackson on at halftime. And that was the end of counter-programming.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And a pretty good game, no matter who you were rooting for or if you were rooting for a defensive play of some sort at some point during the game. We finally got one in the fourth quarter. But
Scott, what they figured, I don't know how they did it. And I think we talked about this a year ago. I don't know how the NFL's done it. But they used to have rotten Super Bowls.
Yep.
It seemed like every year they were terrible. One-sided games over with at halftime. It doesn't seem the least bit funny to you. And I know how crazy this sounds, but, you know, it's radio. We're filling time here. But doesn't it seem just a little bit that every year now these games go right to the end and they've got all these twists and turns and these plays that you would never have imagined and these kinds of crazy finishes. It's almost as if they got themselves a much better script writer.
I love it. A conspiracy theory.
But it's not just, and look, I know how silly that sounds. Of course, it's ridiculous, but the college game as well. I mean, look what we've had just in the calendar year 2018. We've had that Vikings game over New Orleans, which was absolutely, you know, maybe the most insane thing I've ever seen in a pro football game. And then the NCAA football championship game was this, you know, fantastic tightrope thing. Goes to overtime and a crazy, you know, a 42-yard play in overtime wins it. And then this game yesterday, and it's like they save their best for the end. This is very smart.
Mm-hmm. 31-48, accusing you of being a get-off-my-lawn guy, Mike.
Well, see, I already prefaced that. I have enjoyed most of these halftime shows. this particular one I didn't. And it's like you go to 10 concerts, you're not going to like all 10.
I think it's time to go old school again. It's been a while since they've gone old school.
That's not going to happen. That's not. I mean, it's just demographics,
right?
You know, the objective is to move product, and old school is not the place to go for that.
Pepsi keeps us up at
night. Mike, how do you think this whole New England dynasty is going to finish? Speaking specifically about Belichick and Brady.
Well. I have no idea. Something's going to give.
Yeah.
Something's going to give. They're losing both coordinators. So, but these are proud, stubborn people who also are too old to up and move someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And so if none of them are in retirement mode, and Brady certainly sounds like he's got more left in the tank and wants to keep doing it, and if Belichick is the same way, they might be saddled to each other. I don't know if you read that ESPN.com story about him a few weeks ago, but it was fascinating how the relationship is kind of unraveled. But, you know, that's life in the business world. Not everybody loves each other, but as long as people are still working together to make money, you keep it together. I don't know what's going to happen, but you guys were talking about it earlier. If they don't get themselves a defense, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
And how that team found its way into the Super Bowl, Jacksonville kind of helped them that with the second half play calling. But, I'm surprised that there wasn't an AFC team that couldn't have got past them. But it got exploited yesterday. That's a bad defense.
Yeah,
really bad defense.
And they lose their coordinator. Lions got to be thrilled that the Matt Patricia is coming over.
Those coordinators haven't had a lot of success after they left New England.
No, they really haven't. They really haven't. So we'll see if that changes. Mike Halas joining us, Monday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Tomorrow,
Did your listeners know that Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, and Kirk Ferentz were all on the staff for 2 years together in Cleveland?
I think they may have heard that.
Yeah. I mean, that's something, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. You can see a lot of not the first time we've uttered these words, but you can see a lot of Kirk, a lot of Bill Belichick, I should say, and Kirk Ferentz. So.
There was a story last week, and forgive me for not knowing who wrote it, and I'm sorry about that, but they interviewed a lot of different college coaches about Belichick, and Ferentz was one of them who had a lot of quotes. And very interesting story. And Ferentz said that he thought the difference between Belichick and everybody else is Belichick would know just about everything about every college prospect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he could tell Ferentz things basically about Ferentz's own guys. But he'd go to that great detail where he would know players who weren't even going to get drafted on whether or not they had the makings of a player who could go to a camp and make a roster. And that's been the difference between him and everybody else is New England has had so many players who either were late draft picks or undrafted who were valuable contributors.
Very much so.
I had a conversation earlier today, guys, with Bill Quinby, and you know, Bill obviously officiated in the Super Bowl, and I was asking him about whether Belichick was around when he was still officiating, and he said, yeah, when he was in Cleveland, Cleveland used to go to Platteville and practice, work out with the Bears and whatnot, and he talked about, you know, Belichick was pretty much the same as you see. He said, you know what, Mark, I was introduced to Belichick's dad, who coached Roger Staubach at Navy. He said he was diametrically the opposite of Bill. Funny, laughing all the time, hardly smug at all. And getting off the beaten path here a little bit, but I thought that was an interesting story.
That is interesting. You know, if Bill Quinby sat down and wrote a book, I'd buy it.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Tomorrow night, there's a basketball game in Iowa City, and I think the basketball game is not even front and center story. with Tom Izzo and Michigan State coming in tomorrow night.
You mean Gene Steratore is going to be here?
I don't know. I have not heard that Gene Steratore is going to be there officiating. You're trying to get Mike to do the story on Gene Steratore.
I'm just saying.
Working on it. But like we said, that's not going to be the story with Michigan State coming in here tomorrow night, Mike.
Yeah, I assume they're coming in today, and got news for them. It's snowing here.
Yeah, I hope they make it.
It is really snowing hard now. Yeah, they're a good team. I don't know if they're a great team or not, though. It might not matter a bit tomorrow, but I mean, they're 22-3, and they're 10-2 in the Big Ten, so they're pretty good. They don't have a player who's older than a sophomore in the starting five. So Iowa can't use inexperience as an excuse tomorrow night. It's going to be, do you have enough talent? Michigan State's got talent. It kind of goes in and out, but they have plenty of it. And they've got a really good point guard, too, who's sort of overlooked. They got two lottery picks on the front line, Miles Bridges and a freshman named Jackson, Jaren Jackson. Shot blocker. The guy, I mean, he's got like twice as many block shots as anybody else in the Big Ten. I think he had 7 at Indiana Saturday. So that's going to be it's going to be interesting to watch talent like that. And then Cassius Winston's a point guard as a sophomore who's excellent. I don't have it in front of me, but I think he leads the Big Ten in assists. So, Iowa's got to play its best game of the year. That's all there is to that. And, you know, we'll see if the home court gives them a little elixir. But if Bohannon's not right, that is tough sledding.
I think what was troubling to me, Mike, after the Penn State game is reading Tyler Cook's quotes, something along the lines I don't have in front of me here, but saying we were sluggish and not ready to defend them or their actions. And, my God, it's 20-plus games into the season.
Yeah,
that's what's troubling to me.
I don't read too much into that because I think it's just something you say.
No.
You're asked a question about your defense, and so you say something. I don't even know if you necessarily mean it. It's just what you never hear players say is, we're just not very good at it.
Mm.
And I think that that's it in a nutshell for Iowa. They're just not very good at defense. And they're going to have to make a quantum leap in that department if this is going to actually amount to a competitive ensemble of players in the future.
Yeah. One more thing. Winter Olympics start this week. And I know you did a piece on Timothy LeDuc, who was an alternate for this particular Olympics, would like to be in the next Olympics, and very interesting young man from all indications of the piece.
Yeah, I thought so, and it just goes to show you what it takes to be an Olympian when you're basically talking about your 4-year plan. That's 4 years of basically nonstop training and competitions. And even then, there are no guarantees. And, it's not like you're getting rich going for it. So I thought it was interesting that somebody from, West Cedar Rapids is an internationally recognized figure skater and was close to being an Olympian this time and has got 2022 in his sights. I mean, I don't know about you two guys, but I'm just looking towards maybe tonight.
Ditto.
but this is what separates elite from the rest of us, I guess.
Yeah, very much so. And well, we wish him and all the best, and the rest of Team USA all the best.
I watched him skate just a little bit over at the ice arena, and you see it on TV, and it's impossible to imagine how people can do it. But then you see somebody in person doing it, and it's mesmerizing. It's incomprehensible to me.
I've tried it, and failed miserably. So
I don't see you as a figure skater.
Not figure skating, just skating.
Oh,
period.
Trying to stay upright.
Yes, trying to stay upright.
Yeah. Well, I don't see that either.
Well, you were correct in your assumption. Mike, take care, and we will talk to you later. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right. We will take a quick break, come back, and put the finishing touches on the program after this.
For all those times you wish you would have known.
Hey, nice look, Kevin. Your shirt's on inside out.
Yeah, that coupon expired a week ago.
Of course it did.
But Dad, school pictures are today!
All right, back upstairs then.
Sorry, we closed at 4.
Really? Come on.
In a world fraught with fraud, DuPaco Community Credit Union is on a mission to protect your identity, your credit, and your financial position. That's why we offer simple, effective tools for helping you to stay in the know about your account activity, credit score, and more. And they're absolutely free for all DuPaco members.
So, now I know.
Access your credit monitoring tools anytime through DuPaco's online banking or app. Not a DuPaco member? Join today in branch or online at DuPaco.com. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Back with you at 3:58. We got a poll question up to let the folks know about real quick.
Emo's Hideaway poll question, KGYMRadio.com. Did last night feel like the end for the Patriots? Yes or no? Thanks as always to Emo's Hideaway, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
We won. Gym class won. Who specifically won individually this
week?
Kyle
won individually this week, and that means Jeff from North Liberty, also a winner. He's a $30 gift certificate to Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Kyle, myself, Scott, Sean, all 4-2. Kyle won the tiebreaker. Gym class wins the season by 10 games.
Woohoo!
Dilly dilly.
Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp show next.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market.